Shmuel Meimer, what do you want to tell me now? The Takanta de Kruchim Hevi. You know what the reason why the people in the Kfar have a right to come in early, to hear the Megillah early, is in order that the people living in the big cities should be able to get their food good on Purim. In other words, it's a takon of who's gaining here? The people in the big city are gaining. That since the people in the villages are free, are not working, not listening to the Megillah on Purim, they have enough time to prepare all the food, and they'll bring the food to us, so we'll get the food from them, but the food will be ready, so it's a takon of the Kerachim. It's a good sake for the Kerachim, for people living in the big cities. That's why we let them hear the Megillah earlier. Sadrashi, Lamemi, you want to tell me that the Takanta de Kerachimi, Kadesha Yisvaku Mashmam, Kadesha Yil Penuyim Liyema Simcham, that the people in the villages should be not working, they should be free on a day of Purim, and they'll be able to give food to the people in the Kerachim. So it's for the sake of the people living in the Kerachim, the big cities, that we let the villages read early. For the Gemara, that true, Vietnam, we learned like this. Chal Liyos Besheini. Let's say Purim Yudala comes out on Monday. So then the halacha is, Kforim Vayoros Gedolos, Kforim Bay Bayom. Both the people in the villages, since they come in anyway on Monday to the Besdin, so they're in the town anyway on Monday, we say the Chiyuv is here, the Megillah on Monday. Now, if you're telling me that the reason why the Chum said the Kforim should read early is in order that the people in the Kerachim should gain, Likadmo L'yom HaKnisa. L'chura still, we should have said when Purim comes out on Monday that the people in the villages should hear the Megillah earlier the Thursday before in order that they should be free on Monday. And if the Gemara knows that, you can't say. You can't tell them to hear the Megillah on the Thursday before, because from Monday to Thursday before, Hevilu Asara, it will be the 10th of Adar, the Asara Let Kinu Rabbanin. For that, we don't have any psukim. We only have psukim before to be married but another 2 days. Yud Gimel we knew anyway, so we're only marba Yud Beis and Yud Aleph of Adar, those 2 days you could hear the Megillah. But on Yud Adar, you have no right to hear the Megillah. So if Yud Aleph comes out on Monday, then the Thursday before is Yud Adar. Yud Adar, you're not allowed to hear the Megillah. That's why the Rabbanim didn't make the Takana, that the Kfarim should come early to hear the Megillah on Thursday. So therefore, they have to hear the Megillah on Monday, we can't do anything about it. But it could be, when we could, like we'll soon see, when we could do, maybe it's for the sake of the Kerachim, the big city, that the people in the villages should be free on Purim. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Chal, another kasha. Chal lias bechamishi. It says in the Mishnah, if Yud Dalet, Purim comes out on Thursday. Kforim vayoros gedolos korim boi bayoim. The villages and the big cities both read the Megillah on Thursday. Now the question is, the Yemisah, you're telling me that the villages go early for the sake of the Kerachim, Likadmul Yama Knisa, the Echad Asaru. In such a case, they sort of said you should hear the Megillah on Monday. Because if Yud Dalet is Thursday, then Monday is Yud Aleph. That's okay? So how come when Purim comes out on Thursday, why didn't the Rabbanim say the people in the Kfarim, in the villages, they should go hear the Megillah on the Monday, in order that when it comes Thursday Purim, they'll be free, they don't have to go and hear the Megillah, they'll be able to have all the food ready for the people in the big cities. So the Chorot Sarai, it's not for the sake of the big cities, but it's only for the sake of the villages. And here, with the villages coming anyway on Thursday, let them hear the Megillah ready on Thursday. Have the Gemara, Miyoyma Ataya Teres, Miyoyma Knisa, Miyoyma Knisa Loi Dechinen. That Rabbanon don't do. Since anyway, on Thursday, they're coming into the city. The people in the villages come in on Thursday. So they're going to be in the city on Thursday. Now you want to push them off to let them come in mamish like the Monday before to hear the Megillah, that we don't do. We don't push them from one Yom HaKnisa to another Yom HaKnisa, we don't push them off. In other words, the Svari is since they're there anyway, and Avad, the Yudalad is the Yikud day to hear the Megillah, so since they're there anyway, we let them hear the Megillah ready on Thursday. There's no Svar to say, even for the sake of the Kerachim, we won't push them off that they have to come in Mamash on Monday before. Since anyway they're coming in on Thursday, for sure we'll let them hear the Megillah ready on Thursday. So far again, we have no Raya. Toshima, come, I'll bring you another proof. That I'm Rav Yehuda. If Yehuda says in the next Mishnah, when do we have the Salalacha? That the people in the villages are allowed to hear the Megillah earlier, not on Yud Dalet, but on Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph. When is that said? Emosain, b'makom she'nichnasim b'sheni v'chamishi. Like the Mishnah says, when Purim comes out on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or Friday, then we say the B'nai Kforim could hear the Megillah earlier, but when? Only in a place that anyway, on Monday and Thursday, the B'nai Kforim do come into the big city. That was the minig then. that people do come to the Beis Din in the big city, and Monday and Thursday people do come in. So since that's the day they come in, the Rabbanim weren't matriach you to come in twice that week, to come in on Monday and then again on Tuesday. They said in that case you could read the Megillah on Monday. Let's say a place that it's not a minig, there's no Beis Din in the big city, or stand the people in this village don't travel around. They don't come into the big city on Monday, they don't come in on Thursday. That's not the day they come in. In such a case, in such a case, since anywhere they don't come in on Monday, don't come in on Thursday, so let's say Purim, Yudalad comes out on Wednesday. So when Purim comes out on Yudalad, the din is, when do the people in the small villages have to hear the Megillah? On Yudalad. They're not allowed to go earlier, because for them it's no difference. It's not the pshat, they're going anyway on Monday, so don't bother them twice. Now the minig is not to go into the big cities on any special day. So mainly we tell them this week, don't go in before Wednesday, but rather go in on Wednesday, and Wednesday you hear the Megillah. That's what Yehuda says in the next Mishnah. And that's why Allah b'zman is there, we never hear the Megillah earlier. Oh, we had a different reason why we don't hear the Megillah earlier before. All right. That's what Yehuda says later. That this makam, that they don't come into the big cities anyway on Monday and Thursday, then those villages don't have a right to hear the Megillah early, they badavka have to hear the Megillah on Yudala Biyadr. Now, if you want to tell me, takanta de krochemi, you know why the Rabbanan said the kfarim, the villages should meet early, in order that they should be free on Purim, to get food to the b'nei krochem, to the people of the big cities. Mishum diye nichnosim b'sheinim v'chamishi masa d'luhu l'krochim. Like, what's the svara? I don't care if the people in the villages do come in or don't come in. That's not the reason why I told them to come in early. You're telling me I told them to come in early in order that on Purim, Yudalid, they should be free. They don't have to worry about hearing the Megillah. In order that they'll be able to give food to the people in the big city. See, if that's the case, when Purim comes out on Wednesday, we should have made a takana that they could hear the Megillah early if they want. Even though they don't come in by themselves. But so what? We should have made at the corner, they should come in early, in order that the people living in the big cities will gain on the deal, if you tell me that was the reason. So the Chorus Masha from here, that wasn't the reason. The reason why we said they could read early is only for their sake. It's for the people living in the villages. In other words, if you're in a village, that the minig there is on every Monday you come into the big city, so for your sake, if Purim is going to be Tuesday, we don't want to be matriarch you 2 days. We don't want you to have to come in Monday and then come in again on Tuesday. So for your sake, we said you could hear the Megillah when you come in Monday already. But then Rabbi Yehuda says, very good. But if you're in a village that you don't come into the big city anyway, so Manashech, it don't make a difference when you come in, so you might as well come in already on your Dalit. So here you see, it's not for the sake of the Krochim, but it's for the sake of the people living in the Kfarim. So Gemara says like this, Loi Taima, don't say, that the corner wasn't for the sake of the people living in the big cities, that these kfarim should go and feed them. El Eima, let's say like this, it's not the pshat that we did it because of that, but just starts the other way. We did it for the sake of the kfarim, that we want to make it easy for the kfarim.
And why do we want to make it easy for the kfarim? Like Rashi says, it's a schar. It's a reward for them. Tzcharu lehem b'shvil shem mesafkin. Since they support the whole year round, they support the krochim. They bring in the food to the krochim. Therefore, we want to give them reward, and we make it easy for them on the Megillah not to have to come in twice.
Bring the food to the people living in the big cities. Hilkach heicha dein nichnosim lekulu legabayu. When they don't go in, there's no kulu for them. V'yein kan tzchah, they don't gain. In other words, it's not for the sake of the people living in the big cities. We don't care about the people living in the big cities. We only care about the people living in the kfarim. So we want to make it easy for you. So in the day that you have to come in anyway on Monday, we say come in on Monday. And we bought your the Megillah earlier. It's not like, not a really a reason that you could supply them with food. It's just something like a mitzvah. That you came and heard the Megillah early, you get reward from that now you'll be more free at Purim, and you'll be able like to sell the food to the other people. But in a case where you don't go in anyway on Monday, so true, you're not going to get any schar, you won't gain on the deal anyway, but you have nothing to lose though. Like, it starts off, the ikris costs your tircha. We don't want the people in the small villages to have too much tircha. So if you come in on Monday, we'll let you hear the Megillah. But when you don't come in on Monday anyway, so we say then you might as well wait for your dollar to Purim and hear the Megillah then. Hmm. Right. Ketzad, Ketzad chal liyos b'sheni b'shabbos, when Purim comes out on Monday, the Mishnah says, Kforim v'yoros k'dolos k'rim v'yoyim. Then the big cities and the villages both read the Megillah v'yoyim on Monday. Mora says, Maishna reisha denoka tidura diyarcha. The beginning of the Mishnah starts talking about, you know, when Megillah, Nikras, it says, B'yayim Yud Aleph, B'yud Deiz, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Aleph, B'tes Vav. So it says the days of the month. The Mishnah starts off saying, when could the Megillah be read? On Yud Aleph Adar, Yud Deiz Adar, saying the days of the month. U'maishna saifa denoka tidura diyayma. And now when the Mishnah goes to explain the cases, how do you have Yud Aleph, how do you have Yud Deiz, it doesn't say, and now it comes like good on Yud Aleph. It just says, when Purim comes out, Yom Sheni. When Purim comes out, Yom Shlishi. Purim comes out, Yom Revi. It just says the days of the week. Like, how come it starts off talking about the days of the month, and then the Mishnah goes to the days of the week? It should have sticked both cases the same way. And the Gemara, I did the Mishav Chilei, not Ketzidur with the Yomim. If you would have wanted to go with the days of the month, you would have had to work backwards. You would have had to start off saying, Yud Dalet, Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph. About we don't want to go backwards, we'd rather go forwards. So if you say Purim starts off on Yom Sheni, then Yom Shlishi, then Yom Revi, you're going forwards in the week. So since you're going forwards, we always want to talk about going forwards, going ahead, not about going back. If we have to go explain now how you have it, according to the days of the month, we'd have to go backwards. This is the way you have Tezvov, this is the way you have your Dalet, this is the way you have your Gimel, this is the way you have your Aleph, you're going backwards. So the Mishnah doesn't want to talk backwards. That's why it starts off, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, that's going forwards. Then when it wants to explain, it also goes back to talk about the days of the week, because by talking days of the week, you could go forwards. You say Yom Sheni, what happens Yom Shlishi, what happens Yom Revi, what happens Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi, you go forwards. Right, then the Mishnah says, Chal Luyos Bereshabbos. What's going to be if Purim, Yud Dalet, comes out on Friday? So our Mishnah says what? That they read the Megillah on Friday. Rashi says, Malak versus Masnissimani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rashi Diktoni, that our Mishnah says, Chal Lios Ereshamis. If Purim comes out on Friday, Ayorois, Umakofois Choyma, Kurim Boy Bayoim. Our Mishnah says that a city that has a wall around it, and a regular big city reads the Megillah on Friday. Mashenkin, only the Kforim, the small villages, they read the Yom HaKnis on Thursday. But the people living in the era of Choyma, since their day is Tezvov, and Tezvov is Shabbos, you can't hear the Megillah, therefore the Lachar is, they also hear the Megillah on Friday. But I call upon them, the big cities and the walls hear the Megillah on Friday. So Gemara says, who does our Mishnah go like? Oi Rebbe, E Rebbe, E Rebbe Yossi. Either goes like Rebbe, or else it goes according to Rebbe Yossi. Gemara says, now, my Rebbe, what do you mean it goes according to Rebbe? Like, where's the Ramachlaikis, Chachamim and Rebbe, and now Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Tanya will not like this. What's going to be Chal Lios Bereshabbos? Let's say Purim Yud Dalet Biyada comes out on Friday. So the Brisa sounds like this: Kforim V'Ayoros Gedolos Makdimim L'Yom HaKnisa. It's not like our Mishnah. It says that the big cities read the Megillah on Thursday. When Friday is Purim, they go a day earlier to the Yom HaKnisa. U'Mokofen Choyma, Mashenken, a city that has a wall around it, Kerem Bay Bayoim. They read the Megillah attack on Friday. Everything's upside down. The one that's supposed to read it on Tesvav, the Irachayma, which is Shabbos, they can't read on Shabbos, so they read a day earlier on Friday. And the ones that's supposed to read on Friday, the ones that don't have a city, don't have a wall around it, they read it on Thursday. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says no. Rabbi Yoimer, Yoimer, and I say, Lo yidche ayaras vim kaiman. Don't push off the cities from their place. In other words, even though you don't have a wall around it, but your din is to read on Yud Dalet on Friday. Elo, what's the lacha? What does Rabbi say like our Mishnah? That Elo, V'Elo, Karim Bay Bayoim. Whether you have a wall around you, or whether you don't have a wall around you, both of them read the Megillah on Friday. The ones that don't have a wall, Pshita, Yud Dalet, is the day of Purim. The ones that have the wall, even though they should read it tomorrow on Tesvav, but tomorrow Shabbos, you can't hear the Megillah on Shabbos. And to wait to Tes Zayin, we had a Pasuk L'Yavor, you can't wait longer than Tesvav. Therefore, they have to read the Megillah on Friday. So, Meila, our Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Mor says, now, what's the Machlokes Tolien? My time of the Tanakama, what's the Sfor of the Tanakama? The Pasuk says, Bachol Shona Vishona. It says you should read the Megillah every year the same way. So Tanakama is like this. My kol shana v'shana. What does it mean every year? That ayaros kaidemus l'makafin. Every year, the ones that don't have a city, don't have a wall around it, read it a day earlier than the ones that have a wall around it. Always, this wall reads on Tezvov, and without a wall, you read on Yudalit. Is Afkan this year also it has to be the same way? That ayaros kaidemus l'makafin. That the ones that don't have a city have to read it a day earlier than the ones that have a city. So since Tesvov comes out on Shabbos, you can't read the Megillah on Tesvov. So the ones that have a wall around it have to read the Megillah on Friday, Yudalid. Therefore, the ones that don't have a wall have to go a day earlier. That's the Drosha Kol Shana Mashonim. It always has to be alike every single year. What's alike? That always the ones that have a wall is a day later, and the ones that don't have a wall is always a day earlier. That's the Tanakh Mishmor. For the Gemara of Yema, let's say not like that. Yema, why don't you want to say, V'chol Shana V'shana, true, it says that Purim every single year the same way. Why don't you say like this? Ma Kol Shana V'shana, just like every single year. Ein Nidoch in Ayoros V'mkleimon, we never push off the people who live in a city without a wall from its place. So you always hear the Megillah and Yudalid. Because when Purim comes out on Friday, Thursday, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, he always reads on Yudalit. Is Afkan this year also? Even though Yudalit comes out on Friday, so what? La Yidcha Yarsim Kaiman. Don't push off the people without a wall from their place. So the Chum answer back, Shani Yachad La Yavsha. No, here we can't help it out. All right, since there have to be before the ones that have the wall, and the city that has the wall this year can't read it on Shabbos. They have to read on Friday, therefore the city that doesn't have a wall around it has to read it a day early on Yud Gimel. This is the Chachamim Shita.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over.
Now, the Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? The Rebbe, my timer, the Pasuk also says, V'chol Shana V'shana, Purim is alike every single year. My Kol Shana V'shana, just like every single year. Ein Ayoros, Nidochim Im Kaimon, the Ayoros, the cities that don't have a wall around it, is not pushed off from its place. So you always read the Megillah on Yudalid, is Afkan, this year also. La Yitzchua Ayoros Mim Kaimon. The cities that don't have a wall, this year Yudalit is Friday. So what? You read the Megillah on Friday. The Yemai, let's say not like that. Let's say that the Chum says that Bechol Shona V'Shona maybe it should be every single year alike, meaning that Ma Kol Shona V'Shona, just like every single year, Ayoros Koidemes L'Makofim, that always without a city, reads the Megillah a day earlier than the city that has a wall around it. Is Afkan this year that Yudalit comes out on Friday and Tesvav is Shabbos, Nami, we should also say, Ayoros Koidemes L'Makofim, that since the Makofim has to read the Megillah on Friday, the cities without the wall should read it on Thursday, like the Chom Shita. So Rebbe says, no, Shani Yachad L'Yevsha. True, usually it's that way, that without a wall you're a day earlier, but this year you can't help it. This year that Yudalit comes out on Friday, so the city without a wall has to read it on Yudalit. Now, the city with the wall should read on Tezvov. This year they can, so may they both do it together. That's the Machloikis. That's what the Braisa meant to say. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Now, the Braisa also, the Gemara also said, Rebbe Yossi. Our Mishnah could also go to Rebbe Yossi. For the Gemara, my Rebbe Yossi, where is their Machloikis also, Rebbe Yossi, and the Chachamim, to say our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Yossi? The Tani will not like this also. Chal Yos Beru Shabbos. Let's say Yudalit Purim comes out on Friday. Mukofin ukforim makdim liyom haknisa. The mukofin, yechidish, the ones that have a city, the city that has a wall around it, goes before to Thursday. Ukforim and the villages also go Thursday. Liyom haknisa. Of the vayoros kederlus, the big cities that don't have a wall around it, karim by bayoim, they stay normal. They're the ones that stay normal. They stay put. Their day is Yudalit. Yudalit is Friday. They stay put. The Chum say here though, the ear that has a wall around it, its day is Shabbos Tezvov. Now, Manashach, they can't read it on Tezvov. So once they're pushed off, we'll push them already 2 days before. They could go back to Thursday. But the people that have without a wall around it, since their day is Yudalid on Friday, we'll leave it that way. That's what the Chum say. Again, not like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says like this, Ein mukofin koidmin liayaris. No, you can't make a city with the wool around it, read the Megillah, earlier than a city without the wool. Ella, what should be the locha? Elu v'yelu, both of them, whether they have a wool, whether they don't have a wool. This year, that Purim, Yudalit, is Friday, the locha is Kerim by Bayoim. Both of them read the Megillah on Friday, like our Mishnah says. So again, our Mishnah goes across Rabbi Yossi Shita. Now, what's the Machlokes Tolyin? My time on the Tanakama, what's the Sfar on the Tanakama? The Pasuk says, Bechol Shona v'Shona, the same Pasuk. Every year, Purim is alike. That my Kol Shona v'Shona, just like every single year, Ayoras Barbosa, a city that doesn't have a wall around it, is Yudalit, Uzmanoi Shozeh, Loi Zmanoi Shozeh, and every single year they read it on two different days. A city that has a wall on it reads it a different day than the city that doesn't have a wall around it is Afkan. This year also, it has to be on a different day. So Mela, what do? Ayoras Biarbosa. Because that's their day? Is Afkan Yoras Biarbosa? Uzmano Shozeh, Lishmano Shozeh, Agmonashach. On Yudalit Purim, who has a din to read the Megillah today? The cities without a wall. That's their day to read the Megillah. Now, just like every single year, a city that has a wall does not read it the same day, the city without a wall. So since this year, the city without a wall has to read it on Yudalit Friday. Now, on Tezvav, Shabbos, they can't read the Megillah. So the city that has the wall has to read it before Shabbos. Now, to read it on Friday, they can't, because every single year they always read it a different day than a city without a wall. Therefore, they have to go back to Thursday. That's the Tanakh Kama Svara. For the more V'yema, let's say not like that, maybe V'yema, let's say, the whole Shona B'Shona every single year, which means, my Kol Shona B'Shona Eim Mekofer and Kaidim Liarover, La Yoris. Every single year, a city that has a wall around it never reads before a city that doesn't have a wall around it. So Mei Lavkan, this year also, Ein Mekofer and Kaidim Liarovers. You can't make the wall city read it on Thursday, and the city without a wall read it on Friday. You can't do that. The Chum say no. Shani Yochad LeYevsha. This year we're stuck. This year we have to have it on different days, and we can't have it any other way. So Yudalit stays to Eir Shein by Chayma, and therefore the Eir Sheish by Chayma gets pushed off to Thursday. But tomorrow my time is Rabbi Yosi. What is for Rabbi Yosi? What's Rabbi Yosi Shita? With Ashen like this. Bichol Shana Vishana every single year. What does that mean? My Kol Shana Vishana. Ein Mukofin Kaidin LeYoris. Just like every year, a city that has a wall does not read earlier than a city that does not have a wall. Is Afkan this year also the same way? Ein Mukofen Koidmin Liayoris. The city that has a wall can't read on Thursday earlier than the city that doesn't have a wall. So Mela, they have to read together on Friday. V'yema, let's say, the whole Shana Mashana every year means my Kol Shana Mashana, just like every single year, Zmana Shozeh, Loi Zmana Shozeh. Like, why don't we say that Tanakama Svarim, every year a wall city reads a different day than a city without a wall? Is Afkan this year also, Zmana Shozeh, Lo Zmana Shozeh, since on Yudalit Friday reads the city without a wall, so Melo, the city with the wall, can't read today? So, Rabbi Yosi, Shani Yochad LeYevsha, was stuck. You're true, usually they read the Tezvav a day later, but this year the Tezvav is Shabbos, they can't read it on Shabbos. We're stuck, they have to read it on Friday. So may our Mishnah goes either like Rebbe or according to Rebbe Yosi. Now, V'savar is a true V'savar Rebbe, Ayoris, Loi Dachin Yom HaKnisa, that the big cities, when it comes out on Yudalit Friday, we don't push them off to Thursday. We let them read the Megillah on Friday. V'atanya, we learned like this, Chal Lios B'Shabbos. Let's say Purim Yudalit comes out on Shabbos. The halacha is Kforim Makdim Yom HaKnisa. The villages read the Megillah on Thursday. The Ayoras Gedolos Kerem Bera Shabbos, and the big cities read attack on Friday. Yeah, good. Since Shabbos is Yudalit, they can't read on Shabbos, so they read it one day early on Friday. Umakofas Chayma, a city that has a wall around it, Lamacha reads it on Tezvav Sunday. That's very good. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says like this. Rabbi Yoimer, I say, Ho Yovenitche, Ayoras Vim Kaimon, since the Monashach, Purim this year is Yudalit Shabbos. On Yudalit Shabbos, you can't read the Megillah. So these cities are pushed off before anyway. So since they're being pushed off out of that place, Yitchol Yom HaKnisa. It's a svara not to matazich on Friday, to make a Purim on Friday, to shver before Shabbos. Rather, push it off already till Thursday. You see, Rebbe holds, you do push off L'yoyim HaKnor a day earlier. You do push off the people that have without a wall a day earlier. So Gemara says, Och Yashter, what's the kasha? Hosom Zmanim Shabbosi. When does Rebbe say you get pushed off? When you dalad, it's time, comes in on Shabbos. For Hoyol Denitcha Yitcha, that's a svarim, or Manashach. This year on Shabbos, you can't read the Megillah. You dalad a Shabbos. So you have to be pushed off anyway. So then Rebbe says, don't push off one day. It's a Friday. Push it off already 2 days to Thursday. For Hocha, but in our case, we're talking about that Yudalit Purim comes out on Friday. When it comes out on Friday, Zman Amera Shabbos. The Zman Amera Shabbos. You don't have to push it off at all. Then Avada Rebbe is Maida, you read the Megillah on Friday. Since that's the Zman, you don't push it off. Rebbe only says when it comes out on Shabbos, that it has to be pushed off anyway, so it's a story you can push it off for only 2 days, make it more convenient. Moshe says, now, command Noz, the Ruzah go like, Hodi Yom Rabbi Chalboi. That's what Rabbi Chalboi said, Omer Rav Huna, Purim Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. Let's say Purim comes out on Shabbos. Ha'keil Nidochim Yom HaKnisa. Everybody is pushed off to Thursday of Yom HaKnisa. So the Gemara, Ha'keil Nidochim Sakadaitach. How could you say that? V'iko Mekofim, the Avdi L'mochor. That's Pshita, Yudala came out on Shabbos. So the wall, the city that has a wall around it, it's been at the end of Megillah on Tesbav, which is Sunday. So Pshita, they read the Megillah on Sunday. What do you mean everybody's pushed off to Thursday? Ela, what I meant to say is like this. Kol HaNitcha, any city that has to be pushed off, Yitchel Yom HaKnisa. In other words, Yudala came out on Shabbos. So Shabbos, you can't read the Megillah. You have to do it a day earlier. So this Brisa says, don't do it 1 day earlier on Friday, but do it 2 days earlier already on Thursday. So Mura says, come on, who's it go like? Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe Shita. So Rebbe Shita says, when you do have to push it off already, you push it off already 2 days to a Thursday. Mura says, Akoponim, the Funhosug is, the Kuli Yalma, everybody agrees, Miyo Megillah B'Shabbos L'Karinim, that if Yudalid or Tezvav comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. But tomorrow my time, like, what's wrong? It's a mitzvah. The Chur is not muksa. It's like reading the Sefer Torah. Why can't you read the Megillah on Shabbos? My Rabbi says like this, Ha'akil chayavim rekriyas Megillah. True, everybody has a chiyav to hear the Megillah. Who are then the same swear applies by the Kiyah Shreifa? But the Yein ha'akil v'kiyim b'mikri Megillah. Not everybody knows exactly the halach is how to read the Megillah, if the Megillah was kosher or not. So we're afraid maybe on Shabbos you're going to want to take your Megillah to the Rav to see if it's kosher or not. And we have a gzeirah, shema yitlenu biyodo, you pick it up in your hands, v'yelech etzabaki, and you take your Megillah to a bucket, to a Talmud Chacham, lilmoy, to teach you how to read the Megillah. V'yavirenu abamas b'shus rabin. And we're afraid maybe you'll carry it through the shus rabin. That's what we're afraid of. That's why we made a gzeirah, not to read, not to hear the shofar on Shabbos, not to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos, and no idea not to take a lulav on Shabbos either. And Tayyip speaks out, what about a bris milah? A bris milah we know we do make on Shabbos. Why won't there a bottle like a bris milah we're afraid maybe carry with a knife out on Shabbos? Well, Tayyip says, a milah b'Shabbos ein litchois. So a chamiri, milah is a very chomet gemitzvah. Shekein nichrusu alea yudgim abrisis. The gamin or the mol elim can have a boki. It's a koni yesh bedover anyway. You have to be a boki. A moil usually doesn't start off to be a moil on Shabbos. You're a boki ready from beforehand. So Mela, who does a mila? Boki, we're not afraid he'll come to carry out the knife on Shabbos. So it gets a mila we do on Shabbos, just Megillah, and Shofar and Lulav we don't do on Shabbos. Where it says, behind the time of the Shofar, behind the time of the Lulav. This is the same reason why the Rabbanim stopped Shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, and why they stopped Lulav on Shabbos, Sukkos. Rabbi Yosef Omar, another reason. Mifnei Sheneim Shalaniyim Nesuyas Mikra Megillah. Because the Aniyim, the poor people, they get a lot of money. Bishas Mikra Megillah. People get stuck in then. So if you're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos, nobody's going to give money. Rashi Lekabo Matnes Avyonim. People give out Matanas Avyonim on Purim. When you read the Megillah. V'yeshem Shabbos. And if you're going to read, you're going to make Purim on Shabbos. There's going to be no Matanas Avyonim. So that's why we don't do it on Shabbos. Tanya Nami Yachu, we learn like this also. Alpha P. Sharm, even though we learned. Kforim Magdimul Yamaknisam, that the villages have a right to read the Megillah earlier on a Monday or Thursday before of the Goyvim Boy Bayoim. But a kopon whenever Yudalad of Adar comes out, whether it's a Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday, that's the day they collect the money or Mechalkim Boy Bayoim, and they give out the money that day to their Aniyim. Trashi Goyvim Boy Bayoim Shemakdim Boy Likrois, even though they read the Megillah earlier of the Goyvim Agaboyim Lamatonas Avyoim or Mechalkim Aniyim. No, forget, Rosh learns, Koivim by B'yom means the day they read the Megillah. Hey, it's B'yom Shemakdimim. So if they read the Megillah early on Yud Aleph or Yud Beis Yud Gimel, the day they read the Megillah, that's the day they collect the money. And that's the day they give it out. U'machalkun l'anim. That's what it means. Goyvim boyim chalkun boyim b'yoyim. Hey, for the more afo pi shomru adarabba. What do you mean, even though? Just the opposite. Mishum di yomru. Who? Since they said they read the Megillah earlier, that's why you should collect it. Like Rashi says, adarabba. Mishum di yomru lahaktim esakriya. Since the din is they're allowed to read the Megillah earlier, who di yomru lahaktim esamatonis? That's why we say also they should give the matonis earlier. Can the forest timer? Tona timer, v'yozlo v'nei sheneim shalaniyim. So it must be like this, enechlami, yellow, it means like this. Hoyu v'yomru, it means like this. Since it was said, that shek forim, makdim lo yomaknisom, since the din is taka, since the villages come into the big town anyway on Monday. So when Purim comes out on Wednesday, we're not matriach them to come again on Wednesday. We let them hear the Megillah when they come in on Monday, 2 days earlier. You should know, goyvim boy b'yoyim. We also collect already matanis lev yoyinim on that Monday, 2 days earlier. Or mechalkim boy b'yoyim. And we also give out the money to the niyim on that day when they hear the Megillah. Even though it's not Yudalit, it's either Yudalit, Yudvei, Yudgimel, it's before Purim. So why do we collect the money that day to give out the money that day? Because the Niyim come around b'shas to hear the Megillah, that's the day they come around to ask for money for Matanos Lev Yoinim. So since they come around that day, that's the day we give out the money. So Mel is very good also. That's why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos, another reason. We can't read the Megillah on Shabbos because then the Niyim will lose out, they won't get the Matanos Lev Yoinim. But Mashma, the din of Matanos Lev Yoinim is totally, b'zman you read the Megillah. Therefore, the Megillah we don't read on Shabbos.